Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Bruce Springsteen. He may wind up being on Broadway forever, Vinny. He had announced a series of dates.
I saw this in USA Today.
It's like a one-man show, and he is going to have his guitar, apparently, but he's going to tell stories and, you know, just generally entertain a crowd for a couple hours on Broadway. And the tickets sold out in, like, 10 seconds. They're just gone. And they're already on, like, StubHub and stuff. Think as high as $10,000.
I have $6,000 from resellers, but sure.
It's crazy. So they just added.
If I paid what I paid for Hamilton right. And I didn't even want to go, then imagine what a Bruce fan would pay.
Because this is going to be so intimate and just, you know, I mean, to see Bruce Springsteen on stage in a smaller theater and to, you know, have some kind of crowd interaction. So it looks like they've extended it for 10 weeks through February 3rd. I think it starts October 3rd. And they were sold out through November 26th, so they added 10 more weeks through February 3rd. And I'm sure if those have been released, they're already sold out, too. So there you go. They're actually saying it's going to be a pretty exhausting run. I don't know how many nights a week he's doing, but...
Well, at least he doesn't have to travel.
No. Oh, my God. It's going to be great if he can just set up a homestand there. Release, you know, every 10 weeks, he could add 10 more weeks of shows. Or not. I'm taking that week off. You know, everyone's looking, you know, it's the Taylor Swift thing. Everyone's looking at the video for every clue, or people are looking at Game of Thrones for every clue about anything that might be coming up. It turns out in real life, the girl who plays Cersei and the guy who plays Bronn had a little bit of a relationship.
This is crazy. This story's crazy.
I knew you'd love this woman. Yes, that's right. We're talking about Game of Thrones. So
play the music.
People questioned why they are not ever shown interacting they're barely ever in a scene together.
Bronn is Jaime Lannister's like savior, the guy that got him off the horse when the dragon breathes fire, the guy he takes with him everywhere
he
goes.
Right hand man.
Teaches him how to
sword fight
with his left hand. He was also crucial to Tyrion. He was the one who battled at the Eyrie and managed to save him from getting thrown through the moon door. So Bronn is he's a pretty big character in the show. And he and Cersei were smushing for a while. And apparently the breakup was disastrous. Mm-hmm. And so now they refuse to... Or I think it's known on set that they can't be in the same room together. So there were a couple scenes and fans were all
over
it.
Well, it's in their contract.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So their contract says they can never interact in the show together and they can never be on the set together.
Oh.
So that scene when they were at the Dragon's Pit, are you about to do this?
No, go ahead.
Okay, the Dragon's Pit, that, you know, Bronn says to Brienne of Tarth's assistant, why don't the children go grab a drink and let the adults talk? Yeah. And so at that moment, they walk off and Cersei walks onto the set.
All right.
Right.
So, yeah, everyone knows that they hate each other's guts in real life.
That's too bad.
I know.
It seems like they'd get along in Westeros. But I mean, they can't even act past their hatred of each other. So there's that.
So funny.
People were saying that they can't be seen together. And it turns out it's in their contracts. So they
so they're getting back together.
Well, probably eventually, right?
I mean, how can you carry that kind of hate when
love the person?
Yeah, it's so obvious that you really are just injured and care so much.
And here's one more for Hooman. Tawny Kitaen and David Coverdale.
Oh.
They were an item for a while when Whitesnake was hot. She was the video vixen, and, you know,
so
Jaguar
beautiful.
Dancing.
She's absolutely gorgeous. So she's going on an episode of Botched.
She has had a lot of troubles.
This is her. Yes, she has. Wasn't she? She was married to was it David Justice?
A baseball player. Yes.
Yeah. And then he accused her of going
beating
crazy
him
on him.
Yeah.
The drug problem's been.
Well, I'm sure she's, you know,
a big deal.
the video vixen in her downward spiral. Now she's got a bad boob job happening. I guess that she went to get them replaced, and now they're slipping out through the bottom. I mean, this is blurred. Obviously, they can't show us nipples, God forbid. But you can see that it's sort of double hung at the bottom there. And she does seem to have some kind of rippling. I don't know if it's rippling or if that is. Does she have like some kind
There's
of bra piece?
Heavy
on there?
Scarring there.
Oh,
if
it's
that's what...
not pretty. So she's on the show Botched, and we actually got an email from.
She's got that those lips too. The surgery.
Oh
lips.
Yeah,
she's got it. She's got it all. Then she was the cutest girl. Remember when she was on WKRP? Like she came on to play the late night, the nighttime girl.
No, I don't remember that.
Tawny Kitaen wasn't on there?
I don't think so.
I think it was like the later incarnations of the show or some radio show where she was playing the nighttime DJ. I don't know.
That.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Well, you might know.
I might not, too.
You loved all that hair metal stuff, so.
Chance. We had a listener who wrote to us who actually went on Botched and got her nose, either her nose job fixed or her nose done, but she wound up, she says, go on there and they'll do it for free, fix you up for free.
She began her acting career in 83 with a minor role in the television movie Malibu, starred as the title character of the erotic adventure The Perils of Gwendolyn in the Land of Yik Yak, also called Gwendolyn. She co-starred in Bachelor Party as the bride-to-be of a young Tom Hanks.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Oh, she was on the new WKRP.
Oh.
From 91 to 93.
Mona Loveland. You watched the new WKRP?
I must have seen it because I somehow knew she was on there. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing I think I've... Although I did see Bachelor Party, so I assume.
Boy, her love life is all right there for people. She started with the guitarist of Rat.
Oh.
She was married to David Coverdale. She had an affair with O.J. Simpson.
Oh, goodness.
During Simpson's marriage to Nicole Brown.
Oh.
And her marriage to Coverdale. Crunch. and then she was married. Chuck Finley is the baseball player that you were thinking of.
What's the girl's name that the listener? That's going to be unbotched?
Oh, it hasn't aired yet?
Okay. You know what? I think today's Thursday. I think it might air today.
I think her name is Pardis.
Pardis.
Pardis. P-A-R-D-I-S. Pardis. So she's a listener of ours is going to be on Botched. Look for the dark-haired girl with the nose job.
Oh, it's a bad nose job?
Well, I guess they're fixing it. So, because isn't that what they do on Botched?
You come with the bad. It's a great
show. And they fix it for free.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Scott get a really bad one?
Well, he said it was to fix his deviated septum.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares?
Right. But he got a bad one. Like, he had to go get it fixed again.
He had to get it fixed. He had a bunch of little surgeries. All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
Healthy things you can overdose on, why you'll never be able to afford a house, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. I would like to say as a public service announcement, I just got an email from what looked like Netflix saying, dear valued Netflix user, sorry for the interruption, but we're having trouble authorizing your payment method. Visit the account payment page to enter your payment information. It's a total bogus email. So if you receive one of these, there's several reasons on here that from the email address that they've sent it from to the phone number that starts with a zero. Lots of reasons why you might recognize this as a scam, but in case you don't, because like Vinny said, well, of course I want to keep all my stuff up to date.
You just want to be a good person. I got one from so-called American Express and was, I don't want no trouble. I use my American Express every day and was just about to click on it when I realized, wait a minute.
Right.
I called them and they went, no, that's a scam.
Right. So heads up, Netflix, someone's out there scamming. And then if you get a Netflix thing, just know it's fake. I just seriously doubt that asked you to click a link to put in your payment.
But that's the catch is that whole link opens up something that looks legit. Yep. You enter your stuff in, you've been had.
Yep.
You just
got
fished.
Just like that.
And now all your naked pictures are everywhere.
Oh my God. It's a nightmare. I don't look good in those. Now at Pacific Sales, save up to 40% on appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit PacificSales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
Question is, did you know to keep your face out of the photos at the least?
Yeah, I heard that on this show. Just don't put your face in there.
Don't put your face in there.
It could be anybody's cooch. Come on.
Hope Solo, what are you doing?
Right.
And the rest.
Neck down.
All those celebrities.
Neck down, people. Neck down.
Jennifer Lawrence. Come on. You're Jennifer Lawrence.
Super hot. It's hotter if Jennifer Lawrence's face is in it.
It's true, but now we know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to begin real quick. We've covered Harvey all day. I'm not going to keep repeating the same information. It's obviously very bad. I also wanted to just repeat for Bay Area residents that record temps headed your way this weekend. So it's going to be hot today, even hotter tomorrow and through the weekend, which probably means trouble for many of you. 115 in some spots.
Take care of your dogs, your cats, your elderly, your babies. Don't leave anything in the car. You don't want to melt.
Wells Fargo gets more bad news, as we'd already heard they'd been making, or employees had been making, fake accounts.
Right.
They're now estimating that the number's way higher for the number of bogus accounts employees may have created. It looks like they're still struggling to move past the scandal that sparked record fines and congressional investigations. So you'll continue to hear trouble about Wells Fargo due to that. And
I do hate to hear that Wells Fargo.
You do?
I do all my stuff with them.
That's a bummer.
It is a bummer. If it wasn't such a pain in the ass to switch, I might have done it.
Yeah. Well, but you know what's cool is when you do like your bank and you don't have that kind of trouble.
I do. I actually know a couple people over there.
So then that's good.
Guess.
Doesn't affect you, does it?
As far as I know. People don't know about these accounts, I assume. I do. You know what's crazy is I do all my banking online for the most part. And then how would I not see the extra accounts? Like, I do have a ton of accounts with them, but there don't seem to be any extra ones.
I don't know.
So are they like secret?
It's nonsense on their end to boost their reporting numbers, right. But I don't think they're necessarily being used. It's just info out there that I don't know all the details, but I do know I'm still behind on the times with some of this stuff. I told you we took a drive last night to go as a family. I'm like, I got to go mail some bills.
And drive by the new house.
Whatever. and I'm like taking my bills and I've got them in my little hand and we're starting to drive out and she... The missus mentions that she's got to make I got to make a deposit for something too. And I was like, oh, dude, you should have told me. Why didn't we? She goes, no, I just take a picture of the check and it goes right in. I don't need to mail stuff as I'm holding my envelopes all stamped and
ready to
return addressed. She's like, yeah, you just use your phone, old guy.
You do. It's true.
You know what? Fine, you do it your way. I don't want no trouble.
Right.
Okay?
Yep. I'm fine with it, Ben.
Thank you.
I mail a few checks, too.
Do you?
I want to make sure.
It does feel weird to be, like, using an app, taking a picture.
Oh, that I do.
You do?
Yeah. That's easy. That saves me a trip to the bank. I go to the bank enough. I'm happy to just take the picture, flip it over, take a picture of the back. Yeah, it's great.
I don't like it. I put it in a deposit envelope.
Oh, you do? You do?
Send it off.
Even if I make the deposit at an ATM, you just stick it in. No.
No. I mail it to the Schwab Center.
Oh, right. That's right. You actually have kind of a different setup.
They provide you with envelopes and mail it off. 3-6 days later, it's deposited.
It's not immediate.
Attending bachelor/bachelorette parties may be keeping you from buying a home, says Zillow.
Why?
Because those of you in that age group, that 20-something age group, as all your fellow surrounding friends are getting married, you find yourself in between 10 and 12 bachelorette, bachelor party, weddings.
Over the course of that decade.
Over the course of that time. Huh. They say that amounts to up to $20,000.
That
could have gone into a home down payment. Now in the Bay Area, you're not getting any home with $20,000 deposit.
No.
But they're making a good point that Here you are.
That's a lot of money.
Off to yet again. I have to.
It's my best friend.
It's Cindy.
Yeah.
We have to go to Vail. The other day I was driving down the street and I saw a lady with a hat, just an ugly ball baseball cap.
Yeah.
It said, with the bride. And I was like, oh. And then there's another line of girls all walking along the side of the road. And the girls are so cool. They all participate. They all had the hat on. I swear
so
I would have been like, I am not wearing that.
Well, you wouldn't have been at the bachelor party to begin with.
That's true.
There's drinking at those things.
And bad hat wearing.
we're part of a party.
Yeah.
The red hat ladies.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Mm. The chick in the front's getting married.
Yeah.
Anyway, they say that's one of the issues you're up against. I mean, not only is it your, and they mentioned specifically avocado toast. I don't know why that's getting such a bad rap lately. It keeps coming
up.
Yeah,
it is. It's actually delicious, but people say it's just too trendy or something.
Right.
Well,
I love it.
It's too expensive.
Hipster.
Avocados are $3.
They're less than that now at Whole Foods.
$1.49?
I don't know, but less than the $3.99 you're paying.
Zillow reached the conclusion by looking at bachelorette party data from the wedding site The Knot.
Oh,
Hooman, do you have that bookmarked?
He's not back yet.
Yeah.
That's where my niece and nephew are getting married at the end of next month, and that's where their stuff is at, The Knot.
Oh, really?
All the info, so you have everything you need in one place.
Yeah, you spend between $1,000 and $1,500 on bachelor and bachelorette parties, especially if there's a destination
away.
Wedding.
Yep.
You go hit Vegas. I guess the person of honor doesn't pay.
No.
So
usually
everyone pitches in to cover that person's food.
Hotel.
Right.
Transportation.
Yikes.
I know. I'll bet $20,000 is conservative if you went to 10 or 12 weddings and you were part of them to the point where now you're.
Do you do a lot of those in your 20s? You didn't have a lot of girlfriends, did you?
No, I've been to a few for sure, but nothing that was like super expensive or flying out of town for.
My dudes knew I wouldn't go to that stuff, so I wasn't.
That's good.
Never became a thing. Well, I was trying to be a radio guy.
Yeah.
I can't go to that. I got no money.
Plus, I don't want to.
Well, I didn't want to. You're right. But I couldn't go to that. I don't have any money. Here are some healthy things you could overdose on. Chocolate.
You can overdose on?
Mm-hmm. More and more studies are finding health benefits, but if the average 150-pound person ate 85 chocolate bars in a day, they could die.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot for anybody.
Yeah, no one would do that.
85 chocolate bars.
That's like even those what's that guy, Joey Chestnut, who eats all the hot dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Even he
champion
wouldn't
eaters.
Eat all those candy bars. Toothpaste. If you ate 24 tubes of toothpaste in 24 hours, you could die.
Really?
Why would anyone do that? No one would.
No one would. But you're not supposed to swallow it anyway, right? Don't you just brush your teeth with
spit
it and
it
rinse
out.
It and spit it out?
Pepper.
Oh, pepper.
Pepper, you could OD on pepper. It's healthier than salt, but 129 teaspoons of it could kill you.
Oh. Goodness.
Thank you. Hey, Art, do you ever go to the website The Knot?
When your friends register to get married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just, that's how I know it. One of my friends said, hey, all of our information's there.
On The Knot.
The Knot.
So
you should set up your own wedding site like the anti called Game Over.
Well, I just kind of preach that one on.
Yeah,
there.
He's running that from his seat in there. You don't have to worry about that.
You could run Game Over from in there.
I miss
too.
My friends.
Oh. You should call it imissmyfriends.com.
Let's see here. What did your teachers tell you that turned out to be totally false? As everyone heads back to school, my kid's first day is today. I just got a picture. Check this out.
You going to post it?
No.
First day of preschool?
First day of preschool.
You excited?
She's so excited.
Yeah, I'm pretty she's into it, which is great.
How about the mom? She into it?
Oh, she's so cute. She's so big now.
Let me see. Put it
up to the...
She's as tall
as the easel. That's cute. She's wearing this little white dress with stripes across it.
So sweet.
So cute.
They went and got a first day of school dress because her mom says that was her favorite thing was the back to school shopping.
Yeah.
You liked it too?
Oh, sure.
It was great.
Well,
you had
I mean, I always wore uniforms,
and,
but oh, right. I would love my uniform, you know, first day.
Right.
It's all clean and new.
And pressed. And...
So what was she saying on the phone, Vinny? You were just talking to her.
Oh, she's just stoked to go to her first day of school, but she wants me to pick her up. Oh. And I was like, I'll come and get you. No problem. So I'm going to be doing pickup today.
Nice.
And they wrote on this little easel here, it says, my favorite color, and then I guess the kid's supposed to fill in, she wrote pink. My favorite food, and she wrote chicken. I'm like, since when? Doesn't eat chicken.
It's probably the only food she could think of.
I guess so, because I'm like, that kid doesn't eat chicken. What a weird thing. She's just lying.
Maybe some other kid's favorite food.
Oh, it was left there.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. I thought her favorite food was bacon.
It's, right. It's actually pasta. Oh. I mean, if I were to answer for her, because I've seen what she eats mostly, she's made a macaroni.
You are what you eat.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. For the love, finish your stories. What was the rest of the Game of Thrones story?
That was the whole story, that the two of them can't be on set together.
Yeah.
That was the story. I finished that story. We did go off on a few tangents there, but
yeah.
The long and short of it was that Cersei and Bronn can't be on screen together. They hate each other because they used to do it.
The end.
And Hooman said it's even in their contracts.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's incredible.
Well, that's
they
what
really
the
hate each other.
On Reddit.
Anyway, I just believe the bloggers.
Yeah.
415 says, yes, thank you. Keep talking about the Game of Thrones. Love all this info.
You're welcome.
707 says, what?
I was trying to find that, the throne revealed or the game revealed. There was like supposed to be a 7-part.
How was it?
I can't find it.
It's hidden.
It is hidden. If someone knows how to find it.
You looked on the Go?
I looked on HBO Go. I looked that day that it was, maybe they weren't going to release it until 9 p.m. or something. I mean, I'll look again, but I couldn't find it. So if someone has successfully found it, please send us a link or whatever.
I'll read the rest of your contributions after these messages.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.